Welcome back to the Hot Tippets Daily Pick Show here for Saturday, January 27th. Back with some more college basketball action here for today. A jam-packed day of college basketball today. I think there's 154 D1 games going on today. Absolutely insane slate. It kind of sucks that we have so many games on Saturday and had like 8 or 9, whatever it was, on Friday. But nonetheless, a great card here for Saturday. Lots of games to take a look at, so we'll jump into all of that in a second. Before we do, though, looking back to that Friday slate, we only had one game, Kent State -3, currently at the half. A close game there, so hopefully they can get something going in the second half, kind of pull away in that one. But overall, only the one play there. As always, check the YouTube community tab or the link down below to the website to see the full results for that one. And if you want to get my recommended unit size for all of my plays, go sign up on the Discord server. It's now 100% free. You don't have to pay for anything anymore. Just click the link down below in the description. Join the Discord server and you're in there. You can see my unit size for all of these picks. It is still exclusive over there on Discord. And if you're trying to ask me a question about some game on today's slate or whatever it may be, I don't always see all the YouTube comments because I just don't get notifications half the time you guys comment it. But I do get notifications over on Discord for every single comment that goes there. So go sign up on the Discord. Ask me your question over there. I want to build a great community there. And I appreciate all you who have signed up. And let's get into today's show. Now we start today's show off from the SEC as Georgia takes on Florida. Overall, Florida getting the slight edge on the offensive end of the court and a slightly bigger one defensively. But that doesn't mean that Georgia has not been a strong team here this season. Mike White, after coming over from Florida, has done a pretty good job building this team and really, you know, getting them going right on the same page. Obviously have been decent during SEC play, 4-2 overall, and their losses to Tennessee and Kentucky, two losses that are obviously not terrible losses. Played pretty close competitive games through the majority of those two. Defensively, they haven't been bad, even if the rankings, you know, aren't necessarily always up there. And they've shot the ball decently well here this season. A 34.7 three-point percentage for them on the season. Florida struggling a little bit more out from the perimeter, only hitting 33%. And overall, Florida is certainly a good basketball team. But I think at home here in this game, we do see them struggle a little bit. The model does like them, though. A 6.72 favorite here coming into this one. The book's giving them slightly more credit. Opened at 7.5. Haven't moved off that number. Juice has changed a little bit. So only a 1.45% edge towards the Bulldogs coming into this game. But I do like this Georgia team. I really like what I have seen out of them here this season. And going on the road against, you know, Florida is certainly not an easy opponent. But Mike White has done such a good job with this program. And we've seen them step up in some of these spots here this season. I think Georgia does it on the road here. I think they keep this one close, taking them +7.5 against Florida. Now heading over to the Big Ten, we got Nebraska taking on Maryland. Overall, Maryland gets the slight edge on the offensive side of things, but Nebraska has been a very strong team defensively. 12th overall in the rankings here, Maryland 18th. Certainly not a bad team defensively here this season, but overall have loved what this Nebraska team has got going. You know, struggled there a little bit on the road, or have struggled a little on the road here in Big Ten play, which maybe isn't the best thing to say going into this game, but they looked very good at home and overall have just played some good basketball throughout Big Ten play here. Coming to this game following a good win over Ohio State on Tuesday night. Maryland, on the other side of things, you know, has certainly had their fair share of struggles as well. Defensively, though, both these teams have been very, very strong. But I do think Nebraska is going to have a decent, you know, advantage on the offensive side of things, even if the rankings doesn't love them overall. They've just purely shot the ball better. That is one area that Maryland has really struggled, especially from the perimeter. Have actually been one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the country, only hitting 29%, while Nebraska hitting 35.9% from three. Overall, definitely an area for Nebraska that they can lean on in this game. As far as the model goes for this one, though, likes Maryland slightly at home, a 3.1 favorite for them coming into this game. As far as the books go, we opened at 3.5, has come up to 4.5 towards Nebraska at the moment. Not a big edge, 0.5% edge towards Nebraska here in this game. And like I said, Nebraska has struggled on the road a little bit here this season, which is certainly a bit of a concern, especially as far as how Big Ten play usually goes. Teams are going to struggle on the road a little bit, but I do still like what I have seen out of this Cornhuskers team. I think they are building something. I think on the road in this game, even if they don't win, I think they're going to keep it very close, taking Nebraska +4.5 here against Maryland. Now we head to Rhode Island for what might not be the biggest game on paper, but certainly has the biggest storyline of the day and probably the biggest storyline of the college basketball season, or at least off season last year. Georgetown takes on Providence. Ed Cooley returns to Providence here for this game. It was certainly going to be a heated contest. Overall, Georgetown gets the slight edge offensively in the rankings, but Providence, the number four overall team defensively, certainly has the edge on that side of the court. And obviously the storyline, you know, with Ed Cooley leaving Providence, Cam English coming in and doing what he's done with this Providence team, it kind of just writes itself. But it's not like Georgetown has been a terrible team this season, but they certainly haven't been good. I mean, only one win in Big East play coming against DePaul, have struggled even more on the road. And, you know, really outside of Notre Dame, which isn't even a great win. I mean, they don't have a win inside of the top 150. It's hard to find anything great about this Georgetown team. And obviously, this is not an environment that's going to be friendly to them. Defensively, Providence is very, very good. Even, you know, without the Ed Cooley storyline, Providence is just such a dangerous team at home. And I think coming off that road win Wednesday night against Seton Hall, it is a Providence team that is going to be more than ready to go in this game. And the model loves them at home. A 13.39 favorite here coming into this one. As far as the books go, opened at 11.5. Hasn't moved off that number yet. A 3.59% advantage towards Providence in this game. But this also isn't one of those games where Providence could get a lead and then maybe squander the spread. Providence is going to run this score up as much as they absolutely want to in this one. And maybe this is a little bit of a heart decision on this bet. Certainly, I want to see Providence win this game, and I want to see them do it in big-time fashion. But I do think they are just a much better team. I think the defense from Providence is just going to be way too much for this Georgetown team to handle, and I think they take care of business at home. Taking Providence, minus 11.5 here against Georgetown. Now we head to Columbia as Missouri takes on South Carolina. Overall, for this South Carolina team, have been very strong offensively, but also have the edge on the defensive side of things here coming into this game. And for Missouri, obviously last season looked like they were getting the program going back in the right direction, like they could be a contender and a force once again in college basketball. And this season has been very, very rough, to say the least. I mean, a couple of decent non-conference wins against Minnesota and Pitt, but really just ever since that Kansas game, ever since the Border War, Missouri has struggled when it comes to just playing basketball. They're 0-6 in SEC play. They haven't shot the ball great. They haven't defended well, and they just really have struggled to rebound the basketball here this season. As far as South Carolina goes, has maybe been a bit of a surprise as far as SEC contenders go. I mean, they're 6-2 through conference play. They like to slow things down, play a slower style of basketball, certainly rely on that defense a little bit, but they've also got some really good shooters, and they do a great job rebounding the basketball. Year two of the Lamont Paris experience has certainly been an improvement from what we saw out of him in year one. It's a South Carolina team that looks very, very competitive once again. As far as the model goes for this one, like South Carolina at home, an 8.65 favorite for them coming into this game. And as far as the books have it, we opened at 7.5, have come down to 6.5 currently, a 4.24% edge towards South Carolina here entering this game. Again, another one that's not a huge edge necessarily on paper, but Missouri has really just been struggling. South Carolina has been such a strong team at home, and it's really just played like a very strong team all season long. I think they get it done at home here, taking them minus 6.5 against Missouri. Now we head to the MAC here for this next game as Central Michigan takes on Western Michigan. Overall, Central Michigan struggling a little bit this season. 239th overall, Western Michigan the 156th overall team here coming into this game. And I do like what I've seen out of this Western Michigan squad. Yeah, they've had some stumbles, sure, but they've sort of beaten the teams they need to beat, at least as far as conference play goes. I mean, their non-conference schedule was not the greatest. Definitely a lot of losses in there where they probably should have pulled out a few more wins, but nonetheless, it looks decent through MAC play to start the season here. Got a big time win over Eastern Michigan on Tuesday night, and coming to this game against Central Michigan, really not looking like a terrible team, but the same thing could be said about Central Michigan. Overall, though, I do think Western Michigan has been the slightly better shooting team this season, especially from the perimeter, hitting 34.6% from beyond the arc, while Central Michigan only hitting 31.9%. Western Michigan also doing a better job rebounding the basketball this season. Those second chance opportunities have been huge for this team, and the model really does like them at home in this game, a 9.48 favorite towards Western Michigan here coming into this one. One of the bigger edges that we've had thus far on today's show. Sportsbooks opened it at 2.5, haven't moved off that number. A 15.07% edge towards Western Michigan here coming into this game. And truly for Western Michigan, the key is to get up and down the court here, run in transition a little bit, because they can push the tempo faster than Central Michigan wants to play. I think it's going to be very hard for the Central Michigan team to keep up with them. I'm taking Western Michigan -2.5 here in this one. Now we jump over to the Horizon League for this next game as Detroit takes on Green Bay. Detroit really struggling this season, not quite dead last, but one from it. 361st overall coming into this game. Green Bay, not a great team, but 261st overall, 100 ranks higher even at 261. And let's be honest, Detroit is a team that we faded quite a bit early on in the season. It's been a while since we've bet against them, but they're 0-21 at this point, have not won a basketball game all season long, and they don't do anything really well at all. I mean, it would be very tough for me to pick something out. I mean, they're a decent free throw shooting team, which I guess is something to give them credit for, but offensively, they struggled to shoot the basketball. Defensively, they've struggled even more to defend. Detroit's just not a good team, and that's not to say Green Bay is the best team in the world, but as far as Horizon League competition goes, they've been all right. I mean, they're 8-3 overall in conference play. They've shot the ball pretty well. They've defended not bad, and they're not a terrible free throw shooting team either. So definitely a Green Bay team that I have enjoyed watching, have looked good, especially at home this season, and the model really does like them in this spot here. A 17.31 favorite towards Green Bay coming into this game, and the odds giving them quite a bit of credit too, not nearly as much, but a 12.5-point favorite, haven't moved off that opening number, but still a 9.64% edge towards the Green Bay Phoenix coming into this game. And yeah, at one point it was kind of a joke to be fading this Detroit team, but Detroit just has not looked good this season. I do like what I have seen out of Green Bay, and obviously 12.5 points is never an easy spread to cover, but they have looked very good, you know, through conference play here. I mean, it was a Green Bay team that beat this Detroit team in their first meeting on the road by 18 points. And I think back at home in this one, it's the Green Bay team that finds more success, taking them -12.5 here against Detroit. Now, jumping back over to the Big East, Villanova takes on Butler. Overall, two teams who are fairly evenly matched. Nova, the 50th overall team in the rankings. Butler comes into this game 40th overall. And, you know, for this Butler team, it's been a bit of an up and down roller coaster. Obviously, they haven't had near the success that maybe they want through Big East play. I mean, a couple of good wins over DePaul and Georgetown in their last two games. Certainly games they should win and games they need to win in order to stay semi-relevant here. But obviously the win over Marquette earlier in the season was a big one. But a win at home against Villanova in this game certainly would help Thad Matta and this team try to propel themselves as a contender as far as, you know, the top half of the Big East Conference goes here this season. Something that Butler has done extremely well this season, though, is shooting their free throws, hitting 78.3% from the free throw line. But if you've ever heard me talk about this Villanova squad, even going back to the Jay Wright days, obviously, and come into the Kyle Neptune days as well, they're a great free throw shooting team, and they're the number one free throw shooting team in the country this season, hitting 81.6% from the free throw line. But they have struggled in their last few games, obviously against good competition. But Butler, like I said, not a terrible opponent here in this game, and I do really like them at home. And so does the model, a 5.24 favorite towards Butler here coming into this game. As far as the odds go for this one, opened right about a pick 'em, -1.5 towards the Butler side, or -0.5 rather, is where we opened. We're at -1.5 currently. The money line sitting at -114. And I'm actually looking at the money line here for this one. Butler -114 is the slightly better pick here as far as just the edge percentage goes at 10.72%. And I do think it's a Butler team that at home in this game, a game that is definitely important as far as, you know, their overall perception in the Big East play goes here this season. I think they get it done, taking them -114 against Villanova. Now we head over to the A-10 for this next game as Dayton takes on Richmond, two teams that both have been very strong in the A-10 here this season. Dayton enters this game on a 13-game winning streak. Richmond enters this game on a 9-game winning streak. One of them's got a fall today, but both of them have just been playing some excellent basketball. Now, it's not like the competition was the toughest through those stretches. I mean, a couple of non-conference wins for both of them against decent opponents. You do got to give them some credit for that. But overall, it's two teams who have shot the ball extremely, extremely well. Maybe offensively, you know, give the shooting edge to Dayton a little bit. But Richmond has been strong in the turnover department. Actually, the number one team offensively when it comes to not turning the basketball over. Only a 12.5 turnover percentage for them on the season. Dayton turning it over on 15.8% of their possessions. Defensively, both of them have struggled a little little bit in that category. But the shot defense for Richmond has just been absolutely remarkable. And it's a team that at home this season has been very, very strong. I mean, they're undefeated at home here, coming into this game. But Dayton's another level, certainly one of their toughest opponents of the season, certainly the toughest opponent in A-10 play. But the model actually likes Richmond at home in this game. A 6.63 favorite towards the Spiders coming into this one. The book's not giving them nearly as much credit. The dog at home, a 3.5-point dog is where they opened. +3, the best current odds towards Richmond at the moment. But a 20.78% edge towards Richmond +3 coming into this game. And it's a Richmond team that we've bet on a few times here this season. And yeah, they did have some struggles, during the non-conference play against some better teams. Yes, but in a conference game at home against this Dayton team, it's a Richmond team that I think is going to be very, very tough to take down. Obviously, Dayton has looked very, very good this season, but I think defensively, Richmond does enough to get it done in this game. I think they keep it close, taking them +3 here against Dayton. Now we jump over to the American here for this next game as Tulsa takes on Rice. Offensively, Tulsa gets the advantage on the offensive end of the court. The even bigger edge defensively coming into this game. And, overall for this Tulsa team, it's not like they've had a great season. I mean, the one win in conference play against UTSA was a decent one, but they haven't exactly fared the best in a lot of these conference games. Certainly last Saturday against SMU was not their greatest performance in the world. But Rice hasn't looked a whole lot better here in their first season in the American. I mean, only one win coming against Temple on the road. Took a heck of a performance in that one to pull it out at the end there. And defensively, I think it's a Rice team that's mightily going to struggle here in this game because Tulsa has been a very, very strong team. They do a really good job forcing turnovers on 20% of their opponent's possessions. Rice and only a 15.7 defensive turnover percentage. And the model doesn't love Rice at home, has Tulsa as the 1.27 favorite here on the road in this game. As far as the books go, makes Tulsa the slight dog, opened at 2.5, hasn't moved off that number. A 7.04% edge towards Tulsa coming into this game. Like I said, while Tulsa has struggled against some conference teams here this season, I think Rice has struggled a little bit more. And even on the road in this game, I think the Tulsa defense is enough to get it done here. I'm taking them +2.5 against Rice. And we finish today's show out from the Mountain West as UNLV takes on San Jose State. Offensively, both these teams have been fairly strong here this season. Defense, they both struggled a little bit more. But just purely shooting-wise, I've been very impressed with what I have seen out of this San Jose State team here this season, hitting 36.4% from beyond the arc, while UNLV only knocking down 32.7%. I mean, overall, San Jose State has been the better shooting team with a 53.7 effective field goal percentage on the year. UNLV only a 51.6. It's not like either one of these teams has been great through conference play, but you do got to give UNLV some credit. They definitely have the better wins, a win over New Mexico and a win on the road against Boise State. San Jose State's lone Mountain West win came against Air Force on the road. And while they do come into this game following a bad loss against New Mexico, I think back at home in this game, I mean, that New Mexico game was at home, so you can't give them, the travel benefit. But coming off of that loss and coming off of a couple bad losses, let's just say it, for this San Jose State team to start conference play here, I do think this is a very winnable game at home for them, and the model does actually like them to win this one. A 2.38 favorite towards San Jose State coming into this game. As far as the books go, 4.5 is where we opened and currently sit. Now, we are laying a little bit of juice on that 4.5 number at the moment for San Jose State. -120, the current best odds. A 12.65% edge, though, towards San Jose State coming into this game. And I do think it's a team in San Jose State that, like I said, coming off of a couple of losses, really have not played great through Mountain West play. They definitely still have talent. They've definitely shot the ball well. And I think going up against UNLV in this game, they keep it close, taking them +4.5 here in this one. And that is it here for Saturday's show. And if you want to see more sports betting action for everything going on today, head over to hottipbets.com. Take a look at all the computer model picks up on the website. Got college basketball action for all the games today. Of course, the NBA and NHL going on. NFL conference championships going on tomorrow. No UFC this weekend, but we do have that for all of the fight weekends. Horse racing picks every day as well. So make sure you take a look at all of that. Also, follow the social links down below, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, to stay up to date with everything that's going on over there. As well as if you're watching here on YouTube, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell notification so you don't miss out on any future uploads. And if you haven't already joined the Discord server, hit the link down below. Come join it. Ask me some questions over there. I'd love to interact with you guys. We'll be active all over there all weekend long. So let's build that community out. Go join the Discord server to get my recommended unit size for all of the picks on today's card. And thank you for watching today's show. I will see you guys tomorrow.